This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's Republican House members have selected a new minority leader after two rounds of voting that chose Representative Rose Puglisi to lead the caucus. Puglisi is a first-term state lawmaker representing parts of Colorado Springs. She was previously the assistant minority leader. Acting on years of pleas from autism care providers and parents, the Joint Budget Committee voted unanimously yesterday to provide more reimbursement for pediatric behavioral care. The JBC made an additional $10 million in state funds available for the Department of Health Care Policy and Financing, which oversees the state Medicaid program. That will boost reimbursements to providers by about 25%. J.J. Tomesh, founder of Autism Care Clinic Behavior Span, said the money will help him hire more staff and provide raises for his employees.
It's given us a lot of hope that we didn't have a couple of months ago, and it's sweeped new energy into us, families and providers.
Many clinics for children with developmental challenges have left Colorado in recent years, citing the state's comparatively low reimbursement rates. Xcel Energy has set another record for profits. The company reported nearly $1.8 billion in net earnings in 2023. That's a slight increase from the year prior. On an earnings call today, executives told investors the utility has nearly won approval to invest billions into Colorado clean energy projects. It also plans to ask state regulators for permission to hike gas rates and upgrade the power grid to prevent wildfires. And the first flight between Denver and Monterrey, Mexico took off today from DIA on Viva Aerobus. This is CPR News. It's 6:06.